This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we bring to you the introduction to this series that we have put together called the 99 Names of Allah. Insha'Allah, you and I and the people amongst us will inshallah go through the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come to a good understanding of what every name means, what's the explanation of every name. And with this, we have a beautiful book that is written by my teacher, Hazrat Maulana Fazl Rahim Saab, who's basically what he's done is that every name, he has linked a supplication, a dua with the name. So inshallah, whilst we go through the names, we will be teaching you each other that what this name can be used for, what dua that can be used alongside this for a certain issue, certain problem that you may have. And the importance of learning these 99 names and listening to the explanation is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a hadith narrates that a person who learns the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter paradise. So these names are names that we should call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon. We also see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying himself, to Allah belong the most magnificent names, so call him by them. So we see that, you know, whilst we go through the names, you'll realize that the names have different meanings for different times, for different, that will relate to your life. We want to now understand when and what name to use to benefit us and our daily lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to move forward and complete these names. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a correct understanding of his names and be able to take benefit from these names. One point before I end the introduction here is that remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names are not limited to 99. There is more names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. However, 99 names was the narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that these 99 names, if they're learnt by heart, one will enter paradise, and we're going to go through those 99 names. We start with the name, the first name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we all know, we've been hearing from a young age. Our parents encourage us to say this name. We know the Creator by this name before we know him by any other name, and that is no other name than Allah. Allah himself says in the Quran, Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innani ana Allah, that verily I am Allah. So Allah is telling us that call me by Allah, I am Allah. So number one, out of all the names that we are going to learn, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he refers to himself, he refers to himself as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah, you know, in Ayatul Kursi, you will come across that Allah says in the beginning, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa. Allah, there is none, Allah, there is none worthy of worship but he. So Allah has gave himself the name Allah. We should call upon Allah with Allah. But at the same time, we can call Allah by other names. But the first name of Allah is Allah. Now we start the what can this name be used for? The name itself, Allah, is the personal name of the Supreme Being. This is Allah's personal name. So this is Allah's name. What can we use this name for in the time of difficulty? The Sheikh here has written that recitation of Ya Allah 200 times after Jummah Salah will save you from all minor difficulties coming your way. And again, after this, he's attributed a supplication, a dua for you to read with this name if you are in some difficulty or have minor problems. And that dua is, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَكِنَا أَذَابَ النَّارِ. And we see that the translation of this is, O Allah, give us in this world that which is good and in the hereafter that which is good, and save us from the torment of Jahannam. Then we see the reward which the Shaykh has written here, recitation of the above mentioned dua is highly beneficial for all purposes. This is a dua that the Prophet ﷺ made over and over and over again. We should try to make a habit of this dua. After our salah, we should try to make a habit of this and always having the name of Allah on our tongues. And this is what happens is when you call upon Allah, Allah remembers you just as you remember Him. So remember that this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very powerful name. Do you want to experience the glory of Allah? Then seriously, all you need to do is bow down to Him, do sajda to Him, pray to Him, talk to Him, speak to Him, and make Him your best friend. Allah is the one that we all turn to. Allah is the one we call upon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khayran wa ahsanul jaza.